are listening to Gila Membres Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Welcome to New Earth Kids, a radio show featuring kids who care about their community and the environment in which they live. On this monthly show, kids of all ages talk about the challenges facing planet Earth, and we tell you how we are creating and implementing solutions. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series and airs on the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and will be replayed on the air the following Sunday at 4 p.m.
My name is Allie. I'm in fifth grade from Cliff Elementary, and today we're at the river learning how the water affects the environment and helps it.
My name is Jameson Runyon, fifth grade at Cliff Elementary School, and today at the river, Gila River, we are looking at skulls of animals and different kinds of leaves that are inside of this forest-looking area. We went down to the river to play in it and find some information about how the river interacts with the wildlife.
My name is Harper Alsop from Cliff Elementary, fifth grade, and something I realized about the river is I used to think it was just like a place to go swim and camp and have fun, but it's really the source of life for a lot of living things. Now that I really see it like that, it's really beautiful and it thrives. It's very beautiful.
Welcome to New Earth Kids. Today we're celebrating the 20th year of the Children's Water Festival by visiting with some of this year's Water Festival participants. The Children's Water Festival is an annual event where fifth graders from all over southwest New Mexico come to our beloved Gila and Membres rivers. Throughout the month of May, local homeschoolers and students from Stout, Harrison Schmidt, Jose Barrios, Cliff, and San Lorenzo Elementaries, as well as Bayard, Columbus, and Deming, are each coming out for their special day on the river. Because schools come to the river one at a time, students have a chance to connect with the river and the life it supports. Kids are learning about riparian plants, watersheds, how macroinvertebrates indicate river health, why rivers meander, and more. And they wrap up the day with a cool dip in the water. We'll talk with four recent high school graduates, Emily Cox, Savannah Gonzalez, Heather Hillier, and Molly Pendleton, who are teaching and assisting Water Festival attendees. And of course, we'll hear from the students themselves about what they're learning and how their relationship with the Gila River continues to deepen. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau. New Earth Kids is part of the New Earth Project, a community composting program that promotes soil regeneration, climate mitigation, and environmental awareness through education. We'd like to thank the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance for their ongoing support of both the New Earth Project and the Children's Water Festival. Since its inception in 2003, the Children's Water Festival has been organized by different organizations over the years, including Silver Consolidated Schools, the Gila Conservation Education Center, and Aldo Leopold Charter School. In 2016, the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance took on the festival as one of their environmental education programs. Now, let's hear more about the Children's Water Festival from the kids.
I am Lorelai, and I'm in the fifth grade classroom, and we're here at the river to learn how water and trees and animals work together.
Hello, my name is Savannah. I'm 20 years old. I graduated from Aldo Leopold Charter School. I'm participating in the Children's Water Festival this year. My role is going to be river hydrology with Dylan, and we're going to teach the kids about how the river can, if it goes straight, it's like bad, and if it has curves, it's good. So we want to teach the children about how important our river is and to make memories along the line so they can come back to enjoy the river.
My name is Lena and I'm in the fifth grade class. Today, what we're doing at the Gila River is researching the water and the animals around it and the riparian area.
Hi, I'm Brayden, and I'm in the fifth grade, Cliff Elementary. And I learned that there are different kinds of trees, and I didn't know that there was different kinds of trees in different rivers.
Lufemia, I'm 11, and I go to GW South. And one thing I learned is the naming of leaves and telling what they are because of the shape of them.
Can you tell me about one tree in particular that you can now identify?
Cottonwood.
And how can you identify a cottonwood?
By the shape of the leaves.
And what is it shaped?
Like a heart.
Like a heart. Nice. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Emily, and I graduated from Aldo Leopold Charter School in 2019. This has been my first year helping with the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance with the Children's Water Festival, and so far it's been such an amazing experience. You know, it's so important to get these younger kids into the Gila and near the Gila River because a lot of them have never had that experience with nature and would maybe never ever have that experience with nature if it weren't for the Children's Water Festival.
My name is Lorelai from the fifth grade elementary classroom in Cliff, and one of the trees that live here are the Fremont cottonwood.
I'm Molly in fifth grade from Cliff Elementary, and another one is a sycamore tree.
I'm Allie from the fifth grade classroom on Cliff Elementary, and another one is the coyote willow.
I'm Harper Alsop from the fifth grade in Cliff Elementary, and another tree is the one-seeded juniper.
So can you tell me your name?
Trinity Sinclair. I'm 10 years old, and I go to GW South. And I really like it here, like the mountains and all the nature's really beautiful.
Is there anything in particular that you've learned today that has stood out for you?
Well, I learned that you can identify different trees based on the leaves.
And what trees did you learn to identify?
Cottonwood, willow, and sycamore, I think.
Yeah. And why are these trees important along the river here?
Because they provide oxygen and shade.
Thanks, Trinity.
My name is Danica from Cliff Schools Elementary, fifth grade. And I've learned that there are different types of trees that can keep you healthy. And there's one tree that I like the most, which is this Arizona sycamore tree. The leaves are very soft. And they have like a shape of like a bear claw. And then their trunk and roots are like really smooth. I really like that. That's what I've learned about that tree.
My name is Jillian. I am 12 years old. We go to GW Stout.
How do you identify a cottonwood tree?
With cotton and stuff.
What's inside all that cotton? Remember when you squeeze the cotton, there's something hard inside?
Seeds.
That's right.
Seeds.
My name is Kinsley from fifth grade Cliff Elementary. And the coolest thing I learned about the Fremont cottonwood is I like the cotton on it because it's really soft.
So what's your name?
Nicole. I'm 11. And what I learned is that trees absorb.
How do they absorb water? Through what?
The roots.
That's right.
My name is Jordan Alacon. I'm 11 years old, and I go to GW South.
Jordan, did you learn anything today at the river that you didn't know before?
Different kinds of leaves and trees.
Uh-huh. What kind of trees did you learn about today?
A willow tree, a sycamore tree, and a cottonwood.
What's your name?
Mia Madrid.
And how old are you?
11.
And you go to?
GW South Elementary.
Okay. How does a cottonwood tree spread its seeds?
Cotton.
Hello, I'm Jameson, fifth grade, Cliff Elementary School. And something that I would show with my family is of how the names of all these cool leaves that I've found. And I think that my family know a lot about the trees, like the sycamore and all of those cool ones. And I definitely think that was really interesting.
Molly, besides gaining an appreciation for the river as a major resource, but also habitat for so many things that live in the Gila, what other knowledge or skills do you think kids will get out of the Children's Water Festival?
One of the first things that comes to mind is edible plants in the wild. So I've taught a couple of kids this year about grape leaves and juniper berries and wild mustard. And I think it's just super important to gain that connection to food somewhere other than a store or somewhere other than their school lunch plate. I think it is a really awesome way of giving them perspective on where food really came from and how that mustard by the river is super similar to the mustard that we see in the shops. So it's just awesome to make those connections and give them a chance to really see where their food comes from.
My name's Darren and I'm 10 years old and I go to GW Style Elementary, and today at the water festival, I learned that some of the plants here are edible and you can eat the different parts of them, and some of them are poisonous, like poison ivy, and can irritate your skin.
Do you remember the name of an edible plant here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called the mustard plant.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
And?
It wasn't that good, and it sort of like stung my tongue.
Congratulations for being brave.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Molly. I graduated from Aldo Leopold Charter School last year, so May of 2022. And I'm super excited about the Children's Water Festival. This year I am instructing with a focus on macroinvertebrates and water quality.
Why is it important for us to know about the macroinvertebrates in the river?
They're a really good indication of stream health. So different types of macroinvertebrates have different levels of tolerance to pollution. So if you get macroinvertebrates in the stream that can't handle pollution, that's a really good sign for our water. And they're also just a great indicator of the food resources in the stream too. So they need to rely on algae and decomposing plant matter in the stream as their food source. And then depending on how many there are, that's a food source for fish and other larger creatures who are in that habitat.
Can you give us some examples of macroinvertebrates?
Yeah, so a couple of the ones that we get super excited about, especially when we find them with the kids, are Dotson flies, or helgramites are another name for them. They look like big underwater centipedes, or at least that's how they're described to me. And they are super sensitive, so they're an awesome indicator of stream health, and it's a really fun way to get kids comfortable with that type of thing.
And they have mandibles, right?
They do, yeah, and they bite.
But you have a net.
Yeah, we have a net. And sometimes I pick them up in my hand and freak kids out, but, you know, it's pretty fun.
I'm Tegan from the fifth grade class in Cliff Elementary. A macroinvertebrate is an animal that doesn't have a spine that you can see without a microscope. A mayfly is an aquatic insect.
Okay, Luke, how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
GW Stout.
And have you learned anything today that you didn't know before?
Macroinvertebrates.
Did you find any?
Yeah.
And what does it mean if you find certain ones?
It's a healthy river. It's a healthy river. And mm-hmm. It helps the river, kind of.
Who eats them?
Fish.
So the more macroinvertebrates, the more fish we might have, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been teaching about plant identification and macroinvertebrates, and it's so exciting to watch the kids light up when they get to go into the river to catch bugs. They love getting their feet wet. It's kind of hard to stop them from just jumping on into the river. You know, most people don't know it, but the diversity of macroinvertebrates found in the Gila River is so special because it means we've been doing a darn good job of keeping the river free of pollution. So when these kids find tons and tons of different macros, it's such a great lesson in taking care of the river and being mindful and how that can really pay off in the long run for the health of the river.
I'm Tegan from the fifth grade classroom in Cliff Schools. And one of the coolest things that I've learned today personally, I liked learning about the bugs that we examined, I guess. And I liked getting to look under the rocks for, like, the larvae and stuff like that. I just think it was fun.
You were listening to New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. New Earth Kids is sponsored by the New Earth Project and the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. Let's return now to the 20th Annual Children's Water Festival on the glorious Gila River.
My name is Madison. I'm 10 years old, and I go to GW Stout Elementary. There's a lot of nature here, and it really gets you to interact and learn about your environment.
Is there anything really cool that you've learned today, Madison, that you didn't know before?
You can see if there are any bugs to tell whether or not the water is polluted.
And did you find any bugs that told you whether or not the water was polluted?
We found quite a bit. I found two.
Do you remember what they're called?
No.
But they're macroinvertebrates, right?
Yeah. Macroaquatic invertebrates.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am Lena from Cliff Elementary, 5th grade, and the coolest thing that I have learned today is about the temperature of the water and how it can affect the invertebrates in the water.
I'm Molly from 5th grade, Cliff Elementary, and one of the coolest and fun things that I learned was kind of like Harper said, how all the cycles, they work together, like how the water temperature, if it's not right, the bugs won't, like, some of the bugs won't be there, and then the trees are important to the water to keep the water the right temperature.
It's recreations. I think how you can tell how healthy the water is with the invertebrates, how sensitive some of the insects are.
To what?
To the pollution in the water.
So if they're sensitive and we find them in the water, what does that tell us?
It's more healthier than we think it is.
I'm Brayden from fifth grade Cliff Elementary, and one of the coolest things that I learned today, that there's different types of water animals in the river.
Can you remember any of them?
Crawdad, a mayfly, and a water beetle.
Okay, what's your name?
Javier.
And how old are you, Javier?
11 years old.
And where do you go to school?
GW Stout.
And is there anything interesting or cool that you've learned today here at the river?
Yeah, I learned that some bugs here don't bite.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Have you learned about any bugs in particular?
I learned about the three-tailed, I think it's called a macaron.
And what's the significance of finding that bug here in the river?
It helps you know if the water is in good quality or not.
Uh-huh. And how is our water?
It's pretty good because we found a lot today.
Glad to hear it. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I'm Allie, and my perspective of the river has changed because I used to just think the river was full of fish and a couple of bugs and then just water the trees. But now I see that it does a lot more than just water trees, and it has a lot more bugs in the river, and I never knew there were more bugs.
I think something that I would show my parents that they would learn something from is the bugs in the water can predict, and we could catch them with nets and we could look at them.
My name is Jack, and I would have told them how we can check how the water is polluted or not polluted.
That's what you would show someone here at the river?
Yes.
So what's your name?
Vincent.
How old are you, Vincent?
11.
11, and where do you go to school?
GW Stout.
So what's something you've learned today at the Children's Water Festival that you didn't know before?
The more macro invertebrates
that's in the water, and it means it's cleaner.
What is dissolved oxygen, and how is that important to the river?
I'm Allie from the 5th grade classroom in Cliff Elementary, and oxygen in the water is very important because the fish, they have gills, so they also need to breathe oxygen from the water, so that's why you need oxygen in the river.
You see them make these connections and fun memories with the river that will hopefully entice them to come back and enjoy the beauty in the future with their parents. You know, you get to teach these kids about why the Gila River is so important to all of the land and animals surrounding it, and it kind of starts to make them care about protecting it.
It's important to take care of the river because if you pollute it and ruin the wildlife, it could harm the ecosystem and everything in the river.
Sophia, age 10, and I really recommend coming here because it's very beautiful and it's peaceful and you can really connect to nature here.
I'd like to welcome Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales, who has joined us today for the Children's Water Festival. It's really good to see you, Howie.
So good to see you, and just a wonderful treasure we have in our own back door here in the southwest corner of the state. Love to see the opportunity for kids to engage, to learn about the environment, the conservation, and all that the nature of our community and our areas bring to the state.
Yes. It seems like the more time the kids spend here and the more they learn about the river, the more they'll want to protect it.
Really, I mean, that's where I've seen a lot of the lessons that they've gotten has been on the wildlife protection, protecting the vegetation that's around us, as well as the river. And I think that it shows that we value this in New Mexico. And what a wonderful way to do it in an engaging outdoor learning opportunity for our students to value and to learn the importance of this in our communities.
My name is Harper Alsop, and I'm from the 5th grade in Cliff Elementary. And something really fun that I learned was all the living things in the area, in the Gila River, and how everything affects each other. And, like, the temperature of the water affects the bugs, and the trees affect the temperature of the water. And kind of that type of cycle I thought was really cool to learn about.
And how does the water temperature affect things that live in the river?
My name is Hunter, and the temperature affects the wildlife in it by some of invertebrates. Some might not like the heat.
What does the hotter water not have in it?
More oxygen.
That's right.
My name is Hunter G, and with polluted the water, it endangers species and all species that rely on the Gila River.
I am Kinsley Morgan from 5th grade, Cliff Elementary. And from my perspective, I thought just a river was just like a pond, kind of. And now that I saw it, it's really pretty. And like Harper said, I thought it used to, like, you camp here and then you have a fire and you eat and then you just go maybe get a drink of water. But now it's really cool. And I'm glad I got to see it.
My name is Heather. I'm 18 years old. I graduated from Aldo Leopold High School, and I am assistant helping with the Children's Water Festival.
What is one of the most important things that you think that the kids will be getting out of this experience at the Children's Water Festival?
I think that for kids, just being able to go outside and experience something that's not the classroom and something that they might not have experienced before, going to the river and seeing all these, like, the birds and the trees. Not a lot of people get to experience that. So whether or not they get anything from the stuff we're teaching them, it's still important for them to have fun outside and learn that, you know, there's more to life outside the classroom, outside buildings, and just to go out in nature and have fun.
What did you enjoy the most today?
Swimming in the river.
Had you swum in the river before?
Yes.
No.
In this river?
Yeah.
Good.
My name is Dustin, and something that I would share with my family is how much fun we had.
What was fun for you at the river?
Mostly the body rafting. It was pretty fun.
What's your name?
Brady.
And how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
A stout.
What's the coolest thing you did today?
In the river.
Did what in the river?
Swam.
And what was it like?
It was cold.
But it felt good?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Hunter, and my favorite activity is when we're body rafting down the Gila River.
Okay, what's your name?
Maya Marcus.
And how old are you?
11.
And you go to?
GW Stout.
And what is the most fun thing you did today?
Probably swimming with my friends.
Had you swum in the river before?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Angelica, and I'm 11, and we go to GW Stout. The most fun thing I did today was go swimming, go down the river. It's like fun. I have never went down a river once.
So you'd never swum in the Gila before?
Never.
And so you were just kind of riding in the current?
Yeah. I like the deep part, all the little bugs that were in there.
Think you'll want to come back?
Yeah, I want to come back.
Bring your family maybe?
Yeah. Awesome. Explore.
I'm Danica from Cliff Schools Elementary in fifth grade. I thought the water was different from my perspective because I've never been to the river, and I thought it was just a small little river, but it is much bigger, has more animals than I thought in it. It's healthy water. I thought the water was just like gross with like seaweed and stuff in it. But it is actually not. It's way more healthier than I expected.
Savannah, what might be the most important thing that kids get from their experience today at the river?
I feel like probably learning the insects and the leaves and the skulls. I feel it's going to be an important thing because when they come back, they'll be able to identify whatever they find, and they'll just have more fun on trying to come and look for different things.
Yeah, the more you know about a place, the deeper you can explore.
Yes, yeah, you can connect with it more.
Molly, why are you participating in the Children's Water Festival this year?
I have a really big connection to the Gila. It has meant so much to me growing up and was a really big reason why I care so much for the land that surrounds us and why I am getting into the career path that I am. So right now I'm studying ecosystem science, and I'm just super excited to take that further. And really the Gila is where that passion began. And I just can't wait to show the younger children this. It's really important that they have a connection to the Gila, because then they know to fight for it, and they know what they're fighting for and what it really means when they talk about riparian habitats or when diversions or dams or other projects like that are brought up. And I also just really think it's an amazing bonding experience, and I have a lot of fun. I think macroinvertebrates couldn't be cooler.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Caleb.
And Caleb, how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
GW Stout.
So, learn anything today?
Yeah. In the Gila, you should always preserve the land in anywhere, just not in the Gila. Because you can hurt the land in many, many different ways, more than you can understand.
Why is it important to preserve the land?
So it can be preserved for future generations to see.
So you're helping out with several different schools at the Children's Water Festival. What's your favorite part of the day?
Well, there's this one part where we talk about the anatomy of a skull, and just watching the kids like staring at these skulls with just such great intensity. It's amazing to me because I'm guessing that most of them haven't really seen a real animal skull, like a coyote or a squirrel, the stuff that we show them. And watching them experience that for the first time, it's so cool seeing their expressions.
Hi, my name is Jet Easton Tedford, and I really loved looking at the skulls because I thought it was really cool, and I always go hunting.
Okay, what's your name?
Richard.
And how old are you, Richard?
11.
And where do you go to school?
GW Stout.
Tell me something kind of interesting that you've learned today that you didn't know before.
About different types of skulls. And then we learned how we can identify what the animal is by its teeth and its eyes. And then as soon as we identify it, we can know what animal we're talking about.
What kind of skulls did you see today?
A beaver, cat, And a squirrel.
How can you tell the beaver skull apart from other skulls?
Because its teeth were sticking out of the mouth.
Had big teeth out in front?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, thanks, Richard.
You were listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org. This is New Earth Kids, and we are talking to some of the fifth graders who attended this year's Children's Water Festival. The Children's Water Festival is one of the environmental education programs administered by UGWA, the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, and aims to foster understanding and love for the magnificent Gila and Membres rivers. Now, back to the kids.
What's your name?
Isabel.
11. And GW Stout. What I learned today was that there's different teeth for different skulls.
I am Lorelai from the fifth grade classroom in Cliff Elementary, and one of the coolest things that I've learned is how to identify carnivores, omnivores, and herbivores by their skulls.
How can you look at a skull and tell what kind of animal it might be?
I'm Brayden from Cliff Elementary, and you can tell by the nose. It can be smaller if it smells the enemy or it doesn't with the short nose.
I'm Harper from fifth grade Cliff Elementary, and another way you can tell is if the eyes are facing forward or to the side, because if they're facing forward, then it's most likely a carnivore or an omnivore, so it can see its prey, and if it's facing the side, it's most likely an omnivore or a herbivore, because that way it can see the predators from all around.
I'm Tegan from the fifth grade class at Cliff Elementary, and another way that you can tell by looking at a skull if an animal is a predator or prey is if it's a predator, it'll have sharp teeth that are called canine teeth in the front.
And molars in the back.
No. Is that going to be on the radio?
Yeah.
When?
Monday. What's your name?
Jacinto Cardenas.
And how old are you?
11 years old.
And where do you go to school?
GW Stout Elementary.
Did you learn anything today that you didn't know before?
Yes, I learned about skulls.
About skulls?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What'd you learn?
That there's different types and, like, they're just all unique and different.
Uh-huh. And what's one difference between, say, a bobcat skull and a rabbit skull?
The bobcat teeth is made for meat, and the rabbit teeth is made for plants.
I'm Allie from fifth grade. From Cliff Elementary, and one of my favorite things we learned today was how to see what is a herbivore, a carnivore, and an omnivore.
Which one are you?
An omnivore.
So what does that mean?
That we eat meat and plants.
Well, unless they don't like meat.
What's your name?
Aiden.
And how old are you, Aiden?
I am 11 years old.
And you go to?
GW Stout Elementary.
So did you learn anything today that you didn't know before about the
I did river? Not know that there was a water, like they were all connected. I didn't know that the Turkey Creek and the Box Canyon were all connected to the Gila water, the Gila. I didn't know that it was connected.
What do you call a whole area that drains into a river like that? Do you know what that's called?
Watershed.
Watershed, awesome. Why is it important for us to take care of the river?
Because there is a bunch of animals that live in it, and they're endangered. We have to pick up our trash so they don't eat it.
Awesome. Did you have fun today?
Yes, I had an amazing time.
What was the best part?
The best part was swimming.
So you got all wet?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Aiden.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Hunter Weaver, and I'm in fifth grade. And a watershed is where the rain or the snow melted turned into water, and it flows down into a river. And, yeah, that's what I think it is.
So, Savannah, why are you doing this? Why are you participating in the Children's Water Festival?
To be able to get out in the community and to be able to learn other things about the river. Instead of teaching the kids, I'm also learning new things as I go. So it's awesome to like be a part of something that is gonna be here forever. And I'm also glad that I meet the people. Like the people that I'm around right now are really awesome. So I really do love the people.
You know, Happy River is a healthy river. And hopefully I'll be able to continue helping with the Children's Water Festival in the future. It's been a really great experience.
And that wraps up our celebration of the 20th annual Children's Water Festival. Thanks to all the wonderful teachers and guides who are sharing their love for and knowledge of our Gila and Membres rivers through their instruction at the Children's Water Festival. We would also like to thank the fifth grade teachers and principals from participating schools for giving their students the opportunity to visit and learn more about the Gila River. And thanks to the students who shared their thoughts, knowledge, and observations for this show, and all the students who are attending the Children's Water Festival. New Earth Kids is produced by the New Earth Project for Gila Membres Community Radio, with music by Jason Shaw. I'm your host, Nan Fransblau. For more information about the New Earth Project, please email composthappensinsilvercity@gmail.com. That's composthappensinsilvercity@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next month.
Thank you for listening to New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We'd like to thank the New Earth Project for sponsoring this show and KURU General Manager Marcus Hansen for his ongoing support. May we all continue to listen, learn, and grow together. Bye now.